I'll let you know what shows to coming up here on 101.9 WDET. Kicking off today's show, though, we're going to talk about music and healing and religion and grief. This weekend, Detroit artist and founder of the nonprofit organization The Satanic Temple, Shiva Honey, is going to be releasing a beautiful new album exploring all these themes and so much more. Devotion, Ritual Music for Love, Loss, and Desire is the first full-length album of music from the artist with the aim of being used for healing rituals, specifically for the one she created in her latest book called The Devil's Tome, a book of modern satanic ritual. I got to sit down with her to discuss the making of the album and how she hopes it can ease the grief and loss many of us are experiencing the last few years since the pandemic.
Music is something that I've always found to be really healing and transformative for me. And so I started my journey with Satanism almost 10 years ago. I was one of the founding members of the Satanic Temple in Detroit. And ritual became the element of Satanism that I was most interested in. And so we're a very young religion. And as in our sort of philosophy, we think of ritual not as something that's necessarily tied to a deity or something that's supernatural, but rather something that we can tune into, use to tune into ourselves at a higher level. And so my path really took me on a journey to explore that and what it could mean to me in my own spiritual practice, which was so different from, you know, what I grew up with. Then 2019, I came up with this idea to create a ritual book called The Devil's Tome, a book of modern satanic ritual. And that was a book that I wanted to make for the community to kind of explain my sort of take on ritual, which has more of it's spiritual, but also a scientific backing, and also give people ideas of like, how can you approach ritual in a way that's healthy for you if you've come from a place of baggage where it's been a tool of abuse or where you've had you know, all of these negative experiences sort of tied up to it. So I wrote that book, and that came out in 2020. And as I was writing the book, I had the idea to come up with a record, at least one record of ritual music to accompany the book and each ritual within it, because music has been such an important tool for me in my own transformation and in my ritual practice. So Devotion, Ritual Music for Love, Loss, and Desire is the fruit of those seeds I planted all those years ago. And it's the first of three records that I'm writing to accompany my book, The Devil's Tome.
What is ritual?
Woo, that's a great question. There's so many different definitions of ritual. There's quite a few researchers that have looked into the scientific impact of ritual. Norton and Gino are one of them. I usually, you know, if I've got like a PowerPoint on, I sort of explain their general definition. But it's a series of actions that where you're able to kind of set intentions for an outcome that is guided by these intentions. It sounds kind of vague, but for instance, a lot of people talk about like their daily morning rituals, like brushing their teeth and things like that. I wouldn't necessarily consider that a ritual in my definition, but ritual for me is something like, for instance, in the context of Satanism, something like an unbaptism, where we're intentionally drawing lines between ourselves and this, you know, harmful religious experience we had as kids or as younger people, or something like the ritual of devotion in my book, The Devil's Tome, where I'm tuning into myself and working on identifying aspects of myself that maybe I'm carrying that no longer belong to me, that have been harmful, that I want to get rid of. And then also coming up with the internal work around finding, kind of discovering self-love and the things that I can appreciate and accept about myself and move forward. And that's been something huge for me coming out of like a religiously sort of traumatic upbringing.
You know, I think a lot when we talk to artists and musicians, we talk so much about where that album came from, all, you know, all these different feelings, but given that the music for you is also a spiritual practice, it has all these deeper layers, what were you bringing to the table in yourself? What were you exploring in it? And what do you want to share with people?
This is the first three albums that are going to accompany The Devil's Tome. And this record specifically and the rituals within it are all about healing, self-acceptance, self-love, sort of cutting away things that no longer serve you and celebrating yourself, getting in touch with your desires. So those are all things that I sort of brought into this record. I would say that like the real seeds of my path came from that years ago. And those are the things that I've been working on most internally and that I have focused my own practice on, just this practice of like self-love and acceptance. So to me, it made a lot of sense to kind of come at the project from this angle where it's, I'm putting all these things that I've learned and all of these rituals in the book into this other sort of oral work that can hopefully touch people on a sort of maybe a subliminal level, I guess, or like a more emotional level. So much of my work up to this point has been very cerebral, even though it's like in the spiritual realm, it's very science-based. It's very sort of like matter of fact. It's very logical. And I think that this is a way to touch people in a different way and kind of express my message and to share, hopefully, things that can bring them to a better sense of self and help them discover who they are and their own magic and their desires through listening to this record. So that's definitely the intention I set when I started writing the music. And I'm hoping that it comes through. I'm hoping that people can listen to each of these tracks. The idea is that people will listen to a track like Devotion and actually do the ritual, the devotion ritual in my book, or, you know, use it when they're doing some other sort of self-love practice, and that it can actually like help that work sink into their bones deeper and help them like really commit to that idea and that intention. Because music has always served me in that way. Music has always been a huge part of my life. So my mom and my biological dad actually met in a band together. So they're both musicians. And since I was a kid, I'd sing. I started playing guitar when I was 10 years old and started writing songs at that point too. So I've been in band since I was a teenager, so for a couple decades. And music has always been that thing that I could come back to. No matter what was happening in my house or what was happening in my life, the things I couldn't control, I always knew that music was a place where I would be, where I could kind of discover myself, where I could feel safe. You know, just that idea of like kind of closing the door and just turning on the radio, like WDET, for instance. That was a real exploration for me as a young person, because so much was out of reach at that time period. And like to be able to hear new artists and to be able to really expand my cultural knowledge and my sense of self through music was amazing. Both my parents have passed recently, and we, you know, had complicated relationships, but I feel like I'm the first person in my family or in my immediate family who's been able to put out a record. My parents never recorded anything that they did. And I feel like just the act of actually putting this record out here and having it specifically do with self-love is really kind of a way of like breaking some of the generational, you know, trauma and kind of going in a step in the right direction, I think, like from my ancestors or however you want to phrase it. You know, I'm finally able to do something that I don't think they had the courage to do. And to me, it's a, I don't know, it's a testament to trying to overcome some of the limitations that were put on me.
What I think is really important, I've found a lot of myself into, is how much grief and grieving and processing is part of this album, part of your work in the last few years. I've lost a lot of people in my family the last few years, and I think, and I know thousands of people have lost people who are really important to them since the pandemic. Tell us about how that like has been a part of your life and losing your parents in the last few years. What that's done as far as making this album for you.
Yeah, to me, I find that grief and love are so intertwined. And I don't think I have the words to express exactly how that works, but I just find that so much of my life has been like shaped by those two things over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. So previous to completing this record, about right after the pandemic started, I decided to become a death doula, and I wrote a book called The Devil's Death, Your Satanic Companion for Grief and Dying, to again give people an option in the community who are not theistic, who have only, you know, been told, you know, at least they're in a better place, how to actually, from a more secular perspective, process grief, process death, like know what your rights are, navigate the healthcare system. So I embarked on this whole exploration of grief, and as I was in the midst of this process, my father ended up dying. I'd been estranged from him for probably 6 or 7 years at that point. so that was just, I was literally starting to write the chapter on grief when I was in the car and got a call about that happening, which was wild. And then right before this record, I completed the record, my mom ended up dying very unexpectedly. So like the last communication I had with her where she was cognizant, I sent her a clip of me singing, and I don't know if she ever actually heard it, but yeah, that was like, so much of her experience, I think, was in her life was kind of hidden because of her religious beliefs and because of, you know, the abusive relationships she was in, you know, in the making of this record, knowing that she was sick, and now in the wake of releasing it, you know, so much of, I think, kind of completing this record was informed by her illness and her loss and that and all of that. But yeah, like Memento Mori, which is, you know, this record's about, the final version has 6 songs on it, the version that's not final has 5, and it really spans so many different topics, like finding your desire, self-love, but also mourning and grief. And Memento Mori is like one of the songs that best kind of encapsulates that aspect of it. And I, when my mom was ill, I would walk around my neighborhood and just like listen to Bonsoir by Debussy over and over again, and like a lot of classical impressionist music. So that really informed that song. I'm a huge advocate of really, you know, kind of befriending your grief, letting it seep in and letting yourself express any emotions that come up with it. When I wrote that song, I thought a lot about, and in many cultures, there's this practice of like, you know, the wailing and ecstatic screaming at funerals and through the death process. And that's just kind of what I was thinking when I recorded the vocals for that. I just wanted it to be so full of sadness and longing and, but at the same time, almost reverence.
From the record and from the event, if they come out to it, the record release party.
Yeah, so both the events, the record release party on July 30th and the record, they're all about, it's decadence, self-love, healing. So the record, I'm hoping people will listen to the record and help, it'll help them, you know, get deeper inside of themselves, tune into their desires, work through grief. And the party itself is going to be this decadent, surrealist ball, secret location. You can get tickets on my website, Serpentina, but it's also going to be very decadent. There's going to be ritual that people can voluntarily participate in, healing ritual. There's going to be just like luxurious food and weird, strange surprises and music. Kroon and Felruin are playing, as well as a couple of other secret guests that we have coming. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Is music from Detroit artist Shiva Honey. You can check out her album. It is out now. It is coming out this weekend, actually. She's going to have a big party. As she said, you go to her website, serpentine.com. I'll put a link up at our webpage at wdet.org coming up later this afternoon. That album is called Devotion, Ritual Music for Love, Loss, and Desire.